Blog Talk Radio.
This is Jill Larson on Star Dish Radio. Tune in and stay tuned. You never know who will drop by.
Hi, this is Michael Knight, Chad Martin from All My Children. You're listening to Star Dish. You're in the right place at the right time.
Hi, this is Katie McLean, and I'm on Star Dish Radio. Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Star Dish Radio on the Blog Talk Network. Today is February 16, 2009. I'm your host, Joanne. The number here is 347-945-5423. So don't be shy and give us a call. And for you people that are in the chat room anonymously as guests, go ahead and take the 2 seconds it takes to register so you can participate with everyone else. We are all but shy here, people. Make sure you check out tomorrow's show with the incredible Rayal Andrews, formerly from General Hospital. He'll be stopping by to dish about what he's up to, and that does include a pending move back to California and somewhere on your TV screen. That will be at 10 p.m. Eastern time. Also, Wednesday, Brandon's Buzz, right here on Blog Talk Radio, will be having on the legendary Gloria Loring, 11 p.m. Eastern time. So if you're up, make sure you check it out. If not, definitely download it from his archives. Brandon does some wonderful interviews, and you don't want to miss it. Tonight's guest has been on TV and in our home since the mid-90s, and she is best known for the role she originated as the bratty rich kid turned I Can Definitely Give Erica Kane a Run for Her Money, queen of the cosmetics industry, Grimly Smythe, Dupre Lavery. Although I do remember watching her in a show called Bonehead Detectives with my son back in, I think it was 97. Sadly, she does make her exit once again this past week, but no fear, she is here with us live on Star Dish Radio, so please welcome the incredibly gorgeous Rebecca Buttig. Rebecca? Hello? Oh, God, tell me that we're backed up already. Rebecca? Okay, guys, hang on. I'm sorry. You're all calling in at the same time, so I think we got a little technical glitch here. Let me try again. Rebecca, are you there? The joy of live radio. Rebecca? Rebecca. Okay, she'll be back. Don't go nowhere. In the meantime, hang on 1 second. Let me check this out.
Hey, I'm Eden Regal on Star Dish. Thank you so much for listening.
Well, in the meantime, while I'm waiting for Rebecca to phone back in, I have on Barb. Okay, I think there's a problem with the switchboard is what I think. And let's try this. Refresh.
Okay. I just got a phone call, and Rebecca is calling right back in. She'll be on the phone at 9:10. So in the meantime, this is what I'm doing here. Let's see. Where am I? But I do think there's a problem with the switchboard, so I'm going to go down here and test it out real quick. Dredgette, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. All right. This is the problem because, you know, when we have so many people calling at the same time, you crash my damn board. So Rebecca will be calling back in about 5 minutes. So I want to get it unclogged, and this way I can get her on the line properly. So, and I'll have to just repeat myself. So, you know what? I'm really happy to say that there's a lot of new people in the chat room. So hello to everyone. One Life to Live, Days Fan 101. I see this is your first time on Stardish Radio listening. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Di, what happened? The switchboard is going crazy because it's jam-packed. Hey, Bevan, yes, I'm ready for Rock the Soap Cruise. Coming up March 20th. I'm actually leaving Buffalo March 20th, and can't wait. That's okay. Don't mean to. I'm chatting with everybody in the chat room. Crystal is here. Gina Elizabeth, hello. I'm so ready for this cruise. So ready. Hey, Inga. It's just, it's going to be a fabulous thing. I don't know if I mentioned it, but Bob Dinney's also calling in. He's currently at practice right now with his band. I'm not sure which band, the band from TV or his Bob Dinney band. So he'll be calling in towards the latter part of the hour. So, you know, don't go nowhere because he will be here also. I'm pulling my girl Barb on the line. Hey, Barb.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, it's good. It's good. Jam-packed. Everybody wants their Becky and Bobs.
Of course.
Yes, everybody wants their Beckys and Bobs. So we're all excited about that. And there's a lot of people in the chat room I've never seen. I'm really excited.
Cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
Like all that support.
It seems like there's a lot of people also going on the cruise. So
very
that's
good.
So wonderful. Georgette's on the other line, too.
Hi, Barb.
Hey, Georgette. How's it going?
How are you?
Good.
Yeah, we were having a little problem with the switchboard because, you know, sometimes when Rebecca didn't get bumped off the phone, Crystal. It's just there's like a delay, I guess, or whatever. She'll be on in a few minutes.
Yeah,
don't go nowhere.
They're running fashionably guinea late.
Yeah, you know, it's a Bob Guinea thing.
Yeah, you're dialing momentarily.
It wouldn't be Bob Guinea if they were on time. That's the one thing I can honestly say that I've learned about him over the last 6 months.
Correct.
Melinda, try refreshing your browser. I don't know if anybody else is having problems hearing. So definitely try that out. Okay, I have to go through this intro again, so just bear with me. Make sure you guys on Wednesday check out Brandon's Buzz. He's having the legendary Gloria Waring on at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, and it's right here on Blog Talk Radio. You could find him on the Brandon's Buzz. But tonight's guest has been on TV and in our home since the mid-90s, and she is best known for the role that she originated as the bratty rich kid turned Yes, I Can Give Erica Kane a Run for Her Money, Greenlee Smythe Dupree Lavery. Although I do remember watching her in a show called Bonehead Detectives with my son back in 97. Sadly, she made her exit once again this week. And but no fear, she's here, so live. So please welcome the incredibly gorgeous Rebecca Buttig to Stardust Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Rebecca.
How are you?
Fine. How are you? Yes, darling, you are live on the radio.
And I didn't realize. I guess I was like, Bobby, did you press one? I mean, did you hear me saying all that to him?
No, we didn't hear you.
Oh, you didn't? No, okay. I'm like, did you press one? We have to press one. Anyway, hi. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. Glad that you can make it.
Thank you.
So, my darling, you made your exit.
I did.
So tell me your opinion on your exit, because I have opinions for you, too.
You do? Tell me your opinions first, and then I'll
I don't like it.
Yeah. Well,
I don't like how they did it.
Well,
I think that they could have done a much better job writing it.
Yeah.
It was too reminiscent of Ryan going over the cliff when he didn't want to marry you. It was like they just put you in a dress.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know. The show has been amazing to me. And, you know, I guess I just had to deal with whatever they gave me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wish I had had more, like, meaty scenes to do before I left. And I, you know, come on, it's ridiculous. I was in my wedding dress with no helmet, you know.
The bomber.
You know, every single person, like, my mother's like, this is stupid. You're going on your motorcycle and you don't even have your helmet, but you have time to put your jacket on? And she's like, you know, all been on the suits about it. I'm like, listen, you know, I have no control. So, anyway.
Well, it's I'm glad that you feel the same way that everybody else feels, because a lot of people, there was a poll on MySpace about the exit, and the fans were not pleased with it. So, I mean, whether they end up finding you or finding your body or not is still, I guess, to be determined, which I'm sure they won't, because I can't imagine them just killing off the character, because that would just be suicide for them. So,
you know, the one thing I did like about my exit, I mean, you know, maybe not the whole, you know, maybe not being happy with the whole way it went, but I am happy in that it really gave, I think, a lot of characters a lot of stuff to play. And I think, like, for the sake of story and giving the other actors, like, a really fun thing to do, I think it was great. So,
okay.
So, I think as a cast member, you have to sometimes sacrifice what you want in order for everyone else to sort of, like, you know, step up to the plate and have some fun, so...
Right. Oh, no, I could see that. You know, they definitely gave everybody else something to play off of in your demise, but doesn't mean we have to like it. Eventually, you know, hopefully down the road they'll write it correctly for those actors, you know, and not make it all in vain, you know, so and something will actually come out of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But in any event, I'm glad you're on the show, and I know everybody else is too. We've been waiting a long time for this. And I know that you're in the – are you in the car with your husband?
I am in the car with my husband.
Hello there, Bob.
Joanne.
How you doing, darling?
He loves you, by the way.
I'm doing great.
I love him too. I love him too. So before I get to the phone calls and all that other stuff, Barb is actually on the line. Say hi, Barb.
Hey,
hi, guys.
Hi, Barb.
How are you? Good.
Good.
I'm standing outside freezing.
Oh, you're like you're all of the smokers.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm smart. I'm in my room nice and toasty. You ain't catching me outside right now. Thank you.
Many times when I said it was on at 9 o'clock, I looked at my watch and it was 2 minutes to 9, and I'm like, crap, I got to get out of here.
Joanne, where are you based, man?
I'm up in Buffalo.
Oh, that's really cold.
You know what, seriously, though, Rebecca, everybody says that, but it's really no different. I mean, it's no different than where you down in the city. I mean, right now it's about 20-something degrees, but I don't think we've had it really since I've been – I just moved here in July, and I don't think it's been that bad as what everybody makes it out to be. I honestly don't. I mean, I grew up in New York, so, I mean, it's really no big deal to me. But I don't know. I think people just bitch too much about everything.
I know. I think cold is cold. You know, it's like –
It's either cold or it's not.
It's cold. Right, exactly.
You know, so I agree with you. All right, so let me get to a couple questions here. Bonehead Detective, do you remember that?
Yes, I love that show.
I had to bring that up because I think that was probably one of the first places that I saw you, because my now 16-year-old used to watch it.
Oh, my God. That is so funny.
He had a very big crush on you at that time.
Aww.
Yes. So I mean, he'd probably come in here and smack me if I said that, but yeah, he did. I would embarrass him in a second.
I learned a lot about dinosaurs on that show.
Okay. Well, I can imagine. It was very educational.
It was very educational. In a fun way, I think. They made it in a fun way. It was sweet. It was a fun little show. I loved that little show.
Well. You went to school for zoology, didn't you?
I did. I went to school for zoology. I wanted to be a veterinarian. You know, I still do, but I just don't know if I could get past, like, you know, physics.
Oh, okay.
So,
well,
and
I don't blame you there.
That's a little hard. So, I don't know. But I do. I love animals so much.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't blame you there. I don't think I'd get past it myself. Let's see here. I have a listener, Kim, and Bob knows who Kim is. And I'm sure you probably know who she is, too. She's not calling in tonight, but she wanted me to tell you that you are her hero, and she wishes that she could be you for a day.
Oh, my God. That's so sweet.
So she's listening, so you can talk to her, but she's just not calling on the phone.
Kim, thank you so much. Bob just reminded me who you are, and I really appreciate that. You are so sweet. And if you had my life, you'd have termites in your house. And
we
had a pretty rough week housewise.
Kimmy is my girlfriend, though.
What?
Hello?
Yeah, we hear you.
Oh, there we are.
Oh.
I was saying Kimmy is my girlfriend.
Yeah, you have, Bob, because you're on speakerphone, Bob, you have to speak up a little bit because you're kind of drowning out in the noise.
Oh, sorry. I just said I wanted to say hi to Kimmy because she's my girlfriend. So
yeah,
Kimmy.
She's your girlfriend that's going on the cruise. Hello.
Right.
She is going on the cruise? Great. That's awesome.
Yes. So she'll be there, Rebecca.
How about Kimmy? Kim can be me on the cruise. How's that?
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? We'll just probably have to work that out somehow, Bob.
I'm
in.
We'll work it out. So on that note, Rebecca, give me a typical day in your life.
Well, at the moment, I'm doing a lot of things. I'm, you know, when I get up, I eat breakfast. I get up very, very early, much to the dismay of my husband. I wake up at like 5:30 or 6 every day and feed my dog and let her out, unless Bob does that before me, but usually it's me. And then what else do I do? I work out.
I work out
religiously just because I have to, not because I like to. Sometimes we go on a hike. I'm taking acting class. I'm going on lots of auditions. I see my friends, have lunch, stuff like that. I'm just auditioning, pounding the pavement, you know? And we play with our dog a lot. And what else?
Your husband makes you wonderful dinner.
My husband just made me dinner. He made me fajitas tonight. They were really, really good.
So he's putting use to his skills to use from cooking to get lucky with you.
Yeah, he is. He is. And, you know, I have a great life. I mean, I'm trying to save money just like everybody else. And, you know, I'm taking voice lessons and not singing, but speech. And what else?
Although she is, we're on our way right now to band practice for Band from TV because we're doing a NASCAR event this weekend and she's singing with us again.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so I'm really excited.
Please, you have no idea. I mean, I'm horrible. And I keep saying to these guys, look.
She is not horrible.
No, not at all.
She is not horrible at all.
Barb.
No,
we're going to find that out on the cruise because, Rebecca, if I'm not mistaken, you're actually hosting the karaoke version of the cruise, no?
Oh, yes, I'm doing that with Greg Ricart.
Yes.
From The Young and the Restless, who happens to be my neighbor. So
right.
I am hosting the karaoke. I do like to get a good karaoke in. I do like to actually rap. I like to put on a little LL Cool J or Dr. Dre, and I'll rap.
Shut up. Do you really? You know what? If you put on LL Cool J, I'll do it with you because he's my all-time favorite. That's one way I will do it.
Oh, honey. Yeah. That's my man. Oh, yeah. I'll do it with you.
We'll have to scrap over that one because, oh, no. Yeah, we'll definitely do that one on the cruise.
I like Eminem too.
Can I tell you, seriously, on my iPod, those are like my two top workout songs, Lose Yourself and Mama Said Knock You Out.
Mama said knock you out.
Okay, anyway. Oh, gosh. I can't wait until this cruise. This is going to be so much fun. And especially, I mean, and not to say that it's your last event because, you know, I'm sure we're going to be seeing you everywhere, you know, at any point in time. But it's going to be nice and a little bittersweet, you know, to spend this this little bit of time with your fans on the cruise.
Yeah, it will. I mean, it's kind of like a super soap in the setup, I think, and I like that setup.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's interactive, and, you know, I just like that sort of venue.
Yeah.
As opposed to just sitting there, wait, you know, signing autographs and not, like, getting to really,
chat.
Have fun.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I was really happy to meet you this year because I had never met you. And I have to tell, and I'm going to brag a little bit. You know, usually I don't do these things, but I will. Rebecca sat with myself and Linda at the red carpet, and she was so sweet to us and told us, mind you, she looks at herself in the mirror every day, told us that we had gorgeous eyes. Hello. She's got,
the
most beautiful eyes. My doe eyes there.
And your eyes are amazing. I know. You both have beautiful eyes.
Oh, thank you. Linda's in the chat room now. I don't think she's on the line yet. But in any event, I'm not going to take up any more time with my chatter because there are so many people waiting to talk to you. And, of course, Bob. He's my staple. You know. So, Bob, when you're bored, you know, you can always call and just shoot the breeze at me. You know.
All right, man.
You missed a good Friday the 13th show Friday. That one was a little laugh your butt off, pee your pants show. So you would have had fun on that one.
Oh, I bet. Sounds like a
All right.
Well,
let's go take some of these callers. Area code 703, what's your name and where are you calling from? Don't be shy, 703.
Hello?
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, Vonda.
Oh, my God, I thought I was just listening. Oh, Vonda, well, you're on the air now.
Hi, Vonda.
Hi, oh, my God. Hi.
How are you?
I'm so fine. Oh, my God, I'm about to burst in tears here.
Why?
I'm talking to you. Oh, my God. I'm sorry, I'm sounding like a total geek, because I thought I was just listening to the show.
Oh, no, you're on, girl. You're on. This is your chance.
Who did you say you are?
I'm sorry, say it again.
Where did you say you're located?
I'm in Virginia in Springfield, about 10 minutes from D.C.
Oh, how cool.
I know. Oh, my God. Hi, Bob.
Hi.
Oh, my God. I don't really have any questions. Rebecca, you're just – I was so happy to see you come back and even sadder to see you leave.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was. I was like, no, Greeley, don't go over the cliff.
Aw, you're so sweet. Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate you watching.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've been watching, oh, my God, since I was like 10. Yeah,
wow.
So I saw you when you got there and when you came back both times.
Aw, and I watched, too. I watched when Angie and Jesse were on and they were young. And, oh, I loved them.
Oh, yeah.
And who else? Oh, like Cliff and Nina.
Mm-hmm.
I watched in those days.
Yeah, Greg and Jenny.
Yeah, Greg and Jenny. So, well, I appreciate it. Hopefully you'll see me in something soon. You better watch.
Oh, I am. I'll follow you wherever you go.
Thank you.
Vonda,
uh-huh.
I'll keep you on the line so you can listen, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I think what it is, too, I'm probably catching some people off guard because they're telling me in the chat room they're having a little trouble hearing, so they're probably calling in on the phone because they could hear better.
Oh.
So.
Do you want me to take you off of this? Here, wait. Let me take you off of this speaker thing. Hang on.
Is that better?
Musician.
Oh, I can hear you much better, but I don't even think it was you, per se. I think it's just the blog talk itself, but don't even worry about it. No, I can hear you fine. Okay, we're going to California number, area code 310. What's your name?
Is that me?
Hello? What's your name?
Hi, Rodney.
Rodney!
Hi, my friend.
Hi, Rodney!
How
I was just saying that because I was going through my emails, and you changed your email address, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I have to. What?
It's easier now. It's just my name, Rod Birch at Ymail.
Oh, okay, okay. How are you, honey?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm back in California.
I know. I'm happy and sad.
Well, I know, I know. But it's raining a lot.
Oh,
and
that,
I have termites.
Fabulous. I love it. I can't. We need more.
Are you coming on the cruise, Rodney?
Of course I'm coming on the cruise. I wouldn't miss that for the world.
Is your sister coming?
Both my sisters, and then Courtney and Kelly, who you met in Florida.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy you're coming.
Yes, we're all excited.
Oh, I'm so happy. Oh, that's so cool.
We emailed every time there was a little thing, so we made sure we were going to all the special little events.
Oh, you know, I'm going to sing with the band from TV in Torrance this weekend.
You are?
At a NASCAR thing.
Is it open to the public?
Is it open to the public?
Yeah. Terry Hatcher's singing too.
Yeah, it is. Terry Hatcher's singing too. And
whoa!
Yeah,
where do I look for information?
Where does he look for information? BantamTV.com? BantamTV.org, I guess.
Okay.
Perfect.
Oh, my God. Maybe I'll be doing it. Maybe I'll be seeing you then.
Rodney is a regular listener, but I've never met him. So I'll be excited to meet you, Rodney, on the cruise.
Yes, I'm excited to meet you too, Joanne.
Oh, my God, Joanne. He is so awesome. I love Rodney. We just bonded for, I don't know, how many years ago.
God, I don't, like 7 or 8. Whenever Super Soap Weekend was the first time in California, which was like in 2002 or 1 or something like that. 2002.
Yeah, I wish they had done it again. I hated that they only did it once, but oh well.
I know, but that's all right. And now we don't have it at all, and now we're going on a cruise, and you're going to be stuck on a boat with all of us.
That's right, baby. That's right.
I love it, and I don't sing very well, but I'm going to try.
Oh, honey, are you going to karaoke with me?
I'm going to, yeah, I would like to, but I don't do it very well.
That's okay. Get out of my way. I rap.
Here we go.
I heard that. It kind of scared me. I'm like, she raps? What's that?
Joanne and I are going to have a rap off.
Oh, we are. I'm going to start
great.
Working
I'm
on it.
I'm the Slim Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating some old real Slim Shady. Guess who's back?
Oh, my God. You're crazy.
Again.
All right.
Anyway.
Well, I will let you go so another caller can talk to you.
Okay, okay, okay.
And hopefully I'll see you
soon.
This weekend. And if not,
then
I will see you next month. I'm going to look into it, though.
Let me know if you're coming this weekend.
I'll email you and let you know, and then you'll see my new email address, too.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
All right, cool. Tell Bob I said hi.
Hey, Rodney says hi.
Hi, Rodney.
He says hi.
All right, I heard him. All right, you guys have a good night.
Okay,
bye, Rodney.
Bye. Thanks, Joanne.
You're welcome, honey. All right, I have a question from Aiden's Angel, which is actually Bob's girlfriend, Kim. She needs to know what it was like with Aiden and who's the better kisser, Kim or Aiden.
Now, listen, I don't kiss and tell.
Ah, see that, Kimmy?
But honestly, all those guys are good kissers, for the record. They're all really good kissers. And what was the other question about Bob?
No, I'm telling you, that's who it was. That's Bob's girl, Kim.
That's Bob's girl, Kim. She's the one that asked me about
Aiden.
She's
the one that wants to know who's a better kisser, Cameron or Aiden.
Who's a better kisser, Cameron or Aiden?
What about
Bob?
Bob. Yeah, exactly. What about Bob?
There you go.
How come he's not in that mix?
Well, there you go. He is.
Yeah, there you go. Bob is the answer. They're all eye candy. That's right. They are, all of them.
They are.
And we're not talking about just Rebecca. Okay. Let's go over here to area code 312. This is Tony from Chicago. Tony, say hi to Rebecca and Bob.
Hey, Rebecca.
Hi.
Bobby, what's up?
Bob can't hear you anymore because I took the speaker thing off.
Well, tell him I said hi anyway.
Tony from Chicago says hello.
Hey, Tony.
He says hi. Hi, Tony. How are you?
What's up? I'm doing good. I'm doing good, Rebecca. And I'm many people in Chicago are sad to see Greenlee go again.
Oh.
Yeah, you're right.
That's
very... Yes. Thank you so much. And you happened to be in the Chicago area last year with Alicia Minshew doing a promotion for Sears, right?
Yes, I was. Were you there?
Yeah, I was there, but I never got your autograph. Because I was in line waiting to get a chance to get your autograph, but they cut the line off.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they cut it off before I even get there. I was, like, in the middle, probably about 4 or 5 people back. and they cut it off before they got a chance to get it.
I'm sorry. That sucks.
And I didn't bother to go up to Schaumburg because I know there's going to be a pack of crowd. It was a big pack there, so I didn't bother to go to Schaumburg either. So,
we love Chicago. We had a great time there.
Yeah. That's for that Charm promotion, right?
Yes, that was for the Charm, the book. It was for the book.
For the book, yeah.
Because you didn't get to go get Rebecca's autograph in Chicago, that means you need to go book a cruise and get your ass on the boat.
That's right.
I either going to book a cruise or try to win it for BonnieHunt.com.
All right.
There you go.
Yeah, that's I got two shots right there. I want to have one quick question. I know we talked about your role on All My Children, but I want to talk about a role that you did on Hope and Faith back 2 years ago.
Okay.
Where you played a character named Brooke Spencer.
Yes.
This of Faye Fairfield.
Yes.
Bobsy Kelly Ripa. Yeah. And I remember that one scene at the Daytime Emmy Awards when Brooke revealed that her mother was Jacqueline Carr, which is Susan Lucci's character.
Yes.
And she turned out to be a boy anyway. It turned out to be a man. That was a hilarious man. I laughed myself silly when I saw that.
Well, that was brutal. That putting on that bald cap took like 6 hours or something. It was insanity. But
really?
We got it on. Yeah, we got it on. And, anyway. So, yeah, that was fun. That was really, really fun. You know, and I love Kelly, so it was really fun to get to do something with her.
Yeah. But I do come on that cruise. You're going to hear my karaoke skills, too, because I'm very good at
it. Oh, good. Good.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Let me get off the phone so I can get some other calls on the line.
Okay.
Nice to talk to you, Rebecca.
Bye, Tony.
Thanks,
nice
Tony.
Talking to you.
Bye-bye.
Hang on. Bye.
Okay.
Are you coming back? Okay. Sorry.
Is Bob going to practice?
Well, we're here at band practice. So he was going in, and he's going to come back out.
Oh, okay, cool. All right. We're going to go over here to area code 516. You are on the phone with Rebecca. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm from Long Island. My name is Tony Ann.
Hi, Tony Ann. My sister lives in Long Island.
Oh, my God, I can't believe I'm talking to you. I'm so happy right now.
Aw, how old are you?
I'm 17.
Yeah, you sound like you're a young, beautiful girl.
I've been watching All My Children since the baby swap back in 2004, 2005. I hated when you left the first time. I'm so happy that you came back, but I'm sad to see you go.
Aww.
But I do have one question.
What?
You and Kendall were like, I love the whole dynamic between you and Kendall. So what was your favorite Kendall Greenlee scene of all time?
Of all time, Kendall Greenlee?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. That's a really, really tough one. I've always said that I love the scene when we were in Fusion. We had a big fight, and then Palmer broke it up.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I think I remember seeing that on YouTube, because whatever I haven't seen, I've seen a few different things on YouTube. Love YouTube.
Yeah, I do too. And then I also liked when we were at the Perfume Factory and we had to wear those goofy...
Yes!
...hair things and... Gosh, I don't know. I've had so many scenes with Alicia that I've loved doing. I think I really loved the Fusion stuff with Mia and Simone. When we did the Sexiest Man tour, I think Alicia and I had a lot of fun doing that.
Oh, I didn't get to see that. I have to look that up on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. That's going back. But, yeah, we've had a lot of fun together. And we have I chatted today. Just to, catch up and stuff like that, because we're really, really close. So,
I think my favorite was when Jonathan had Greenlee and Kendall in the cave with Lily, and you guys were, like, fighting.
Oh, yeah. I did
that
like that,
awesome.
Too. That was fun.
Mm. There were a lot of good fight scenes with Kendall. The one you locked her in the tower.
Yes.
Where she locked you in the tower. Oh, God, there were so many of them. Classic.
Yeah,
kind of like Joan Collins and Linda Evans.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. All right. Well, Tony, and I appreciate you calling. Is there anything else you want to ask Rebecca?
No, that was it. Oh, you're absolutely welcome. I'd call in for you anytime.
Where are you in Long Island?
I'm in Massapequa.
My sister lives in Massapequa Park.
Actually, that's where I am. Oh, my God.
Isn't that funny? I've gone out there so many times. When I was there last year, I went out there to visit her all the time.
Talk about a small world.
Very, very small world. I'll probably be there in March, so maybe I'll run into you.
Maybe. But thank you so much for putting me on, Joanne. This has made my night.
Oh, you're welcome,
you're so sweet. Thank you, Tony Ann.
You're welcome. And you guys, you have a good night, and I'm going to stay on and listen for the rest of the show.
Okay, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Okay. I have a question from Brandon. He wants to know if you're still in touch with Paolo from Guiding Light.
Wait, I'm getting a...
Yeah, wait a minute. I'm trying to put her on hold. Wait a second, because I hear her. Okay, that's better. Brandon,
okay.
He wants to know if you're still in touch with Paolo from Guiding Light or if you have any memories of those years, if you hit a low... I'm sorry, I'm reading way too much. Do you have any memories of Paolo from Guiding Light? Put it that way.
Memories or contact with him?
Memories, if you have any good memories from those years.
I always had a lot of fun at Guiding Light. Those were good years for me just because, I didn't work a lot, but I got to just grow and take acting class. And I don't know that I have any memories of Paolo per se.
Mm-hmm.
Most of my memories at Guiding Light were like with Michael O'Leary, who brought me to his church in New York. And he was like a real brother to me. And Peter Simon, who played my dad, who I recently saw actually in New York. We just had coffee. And his daughter writes for All My Children now, which is very funny.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, what a small world, right?
Yeah.
And Amy Eklund. Do you remember her? She was deaf on the show.
I didn't watch it, so I can't even lie and pretend I watched Guiding Light because
No. And those were my good memories. I really loved working with her because she was deaf, and I got to learn sign language, and she was a great girl. We were like really good friends. So
are you still active with sign language? Do you still keep it or?
No, but I can sort of pick up on it and.
Mm-hmm.
And understand it and then do a little bit of it.
Oh, okay. My son is learning it in the Cub Scouts. That's why I asked you.
He's
only 8. So, yeah, it's like one of the requirements for them to earn a badge or something to be able to sign when he's saying, yeah, right? I was like, okay. All right. So let's go over here to area code 904. This is Georgette.
Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
Hi, Georgette. How are you? Where are you?
I'm in Jacksonville, Florida.
Wow. Jacksonville, Florida. I love that we get to talk to people all over.
Everywhere.
So cool. Anyway,
and
how
I'll
are
be
you?
Happy to tell you it's freezing cold here. And it was
What's
so nice last
cold?
Week. 40 degrees.
Yeah, I know. I'm in California. It's 50. I feel like it's really cold.
Well, it's because 40 degrees is Florida. It's not supposed to be this cold here. Last week it was like 75, 80 degrees outside with the sun. And
wow.
I was so used to it. And then all of a sudden it went back to being 40 degrees again.
Wow.
I just wanted
natural
to say
to be that
you
cold
had
in
me...
Florida.
Oh, shut up, Joanne.
I
just wanted
to
say you had me cracking up when you were rapping because I love Eminem. Are you kidding?
Oh, my God, I love Eminem. Oh, I love Eminem. And that's just because my husband's from Detroit.
Yeah, right?
Eminem's from Detroit. That's hilarious. My favorite song is Superman. Do you know that one?
Oh, yeah. Wait,
yeah,
which, how does that go?
That was like, I could be your Superman. And then there's a lot of bad words.
Yeah. It has a lot of bad words, yeah. I know. He's got a lot of bad words in a lot of his songs.
In a lot of his songs. But it's
I love him.
So sad to see you go on the show, but I know you wanted to go back to California.
Yeah, you know.
It's hard doing the bi-coastal thing.
It's very difficult to do it. And, I love all my children, and I love everyone there, and I miss them a lot. So you never know. You never know.
I want to know if was there any, do they joke around over there on set? Like, I know Michael Knight likes to play with everybody, but are there any, like, practical jokes that go on over there?
Sometimes there are. I think, like, between Cameron, Alicia, and myself, we sort of practical. I went into Alicia's room once and moved things around and did things. And one time she came in and I was just, like, I was just sitting there eating something, you know, at her desk type thing. I mean, we play jokes on each other. We'll steal things of Alicia's. We'll take her toothbrush, things like that. Like, Cameron and I were always in cahoots. And then Alicia and I were in cahoots to do stuff to Cameron. No one ever really got me. But, and then sometimes we'll leave, like, pictures on the guy's doors. Like, I put a picture of Aiden on Torsten's door before I left that was, like, he's, like, half naked. So, things like that. You know, things
hilarious.
Like that. Yeah.
Oh, my. That's funny. But hope to meet you one day soon. I've never met you before, but I've heard
Well, I hope
many
to meet
you,
too.
You. Tell
Remind
Bob I said hello. Spoke.
Bob Georgette says hello.
Hi, Georgette.
He says
I
hi.
Love you.
She loves you.
Okay.
Thank you, Georgette.
Hey, you're welcome.
Thanks to us. All right. We need to know from Saya, who is also going on the cruise, they want to know what three items you would take with you on a deserted island.
I would take Vaseline for my lips and for, like, my body. If I needed it, my dog and my husband, I guess. Especially my dog and my husband. And that sounds a little kinky, but that's exactly
there you
what
go.
It is. Hey yo, folks!
Oh my god, that's too funny.
Yeah.
First the dog, then the husband. No, the Vaseline came first. That comes
first. Yeah, the Vaseline
first.
Came. Listen, I cannot handle chapped lips. Like, there's nothing worse to me than chapped lips. So.
You know what? I completely agree with you, and I'm a Vaseline freak, too. And my kids hate it because, I have a 16-year-old and an 8-year-old, and I'm forever with the Vaseline on their mouths, and they hate it. And especially since we've been living here, their lips are so, so chapped all the time. But I'm one of those mothers that will take a 16-year-old with a glob of Vaseline and slap it on his mouth and not really care what he has to say. Yeah,
I love it.
I do that.
That's so funny. That's hilarious.
I do the same thing. Okay, I need a list of favorites for you. So, from you. So quickly, without trying to think too hard about it, answer these with one with the first thing that pops into your mind.
Okay.
Favorites. Ice cream.
Chocolate chip.
Place to visit.
Place to visit? Home.
Mm-hmm.
Kentucky. Home,
Animal.
Kentucky.
Okay.
Dog.
Animal. Dog.
Dog.
Song.
Slim Shady. Eminem.
Time of day.
Morning.
Movie.
Garden State.
Drink.
Water.
Perfect. Hey, you could be on Jeopardy, one of those shows. Password.
I tried to be fast, but I don't know.
Okay, so I'm getting a lot of questions in the chat room. What are your plans now that you're out there? I mean, obviously you said you're hitting the pavement, but we have some late tuners coming in. Why the move back to California? Is there something there besides, you know, of course, your husband and your dog that brought you back there, per se?
Well, you know, well, we have like our life here. We have a house and our dog and everything. And it's kind of hard to, especially in this economy, sell the house and do the whole thing. And you know, my home, I guess I've made my home here. But also, I mean, there's a lot of opportunity here. And at least for an actor, there's more opportunity here than I think in New York, at least in television. So, you know, that's what brought me back here, and we'll see what happens, you know.
Right.
See what happens, so.
We have some General Hospital fans also in the chat room, and they're urging you to go to General Hospital.
Please, I've asked to go to General Hospital. They won't take me. So.
Are you serious?
Yeah, but it's okay. I love General Hospital. I love it. I would love to be on that show.
Mm. Well, if they were ever going to recast Vanessa Marcel's character,
I would never step into Brenda's shoes. I mean, come on now. That would be a hard one.
I think
one to
it would
fill.
Be perfect.
You do?
I do. I think that you would be a perfect fit. As a matter of fact, the last time you left, I actually thought that's what you were going to do.
But do you think that the fans would accept a new
No,
Brenda?
The fans wouldn't.
Yeah, exactly.
I would. The funny Brenda fans are so vicious and die hard. Forget about it. But I would accept it in a heartbeat. So
it would be fun.
Rebecca. I can say it.
It is your show. You can say whatever you want.
I'll kick them right out of my damn chat room. I don't care. I have no issue with that. Get lost. All right.
Yeah.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. Whatever you're in, of course, people are going to watch. Definitely going to watch.
So
it really doesn't make a difference. No, they will. Mm-hmm. All right. Let me go over here. Oh gosh. Okay. Now be prepared. This has got to be one of the biggest fans around, and Bob might get yelled at because she still didn't get her autographed picture. So this is Rita.
Oh my goodness, thank you, Joanne. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Rita.
Hi, Rita.
Oh, Rebecca, do you remember me?
Where did I meet you? What's that?
Sears, the bride and groom.
The bride and groom. Oh, hi, Rita.
You remember me? Oh my God.
How are you?
I can't believe this. I'm not good at all. I am not good at all.
I'm not good at all. What's wrong?
You cannot die. You cannot die. They cannot kill you off. I'm serious.
Oh, you're so sweet.
I'm serious. You're in a... Then you'd also be killing off my third dream. I literally had three dreams with all my children. The first one is... Well, the first one is long dead. even in my dream, I want to walk on roll, and even in my dream, I says I couldn't act my way out of a paper bag, but I need to express myself, and you're far too strong a writer. You're far too good a writer to forget about a certain character. And that was my first dream. My second dream, I was talking to Kendall about you. And my third dream, and I don't know why it was with you. It was with you and Kendall. We were stuck in a cave.
Oh, my God.
Well, in the dream. But in the dream, when I approached Zach to say you were okay, Zach said to me, the girl said I was a lot more fun than I was. Because we were having fun. I was... singing. I apologized for my horrible voice. You disagreed.
Oh, don't worry.
it was just such a beautiful dream, and you can't die. So what? You know what needs to happen? I'm going to tell you what needs to happen. Aiden and Ryan, and it's not too late for them to fix it because they do this on soaps all the time. Aiden and Ryan need to stage your death just so Annie... You know, I know
we'll
Annie's
think that I'm dead.
They need to stage it to make it look real so you could go on your vacation and then they could leave a room for you to come back. They need to stage it and not really kill you off because if they kill you off, they'll be killing off my third dream.
Aww. Well, I don't know if they can do that.
I can't go on that cruise. I can't go on the cruise because I just... Well, I won't even go into why I can't go into
Rita, I told you to have Jenna help you and make the video for the BonnieHunt.com. BonnieHunt.com. They're giving away 2 free cruises. So have Jenna take care of it.
It's BonnieHunt.com?
Yes, BonnieHunt.com.
Hey, Joanne.
I want to go on that cruise so bad, and thank you, Joanne, for letting me talk to this beautiful... I can't believe you remember me, Rebecca.
Appreciate you calling in.
And I want to tell you one more thing. The reason they paired you up with Leo,
yes.
because nothing to do with him being the tallest person in all the daytime and you being the most petite. It's because both of you are such strong performers naturally. You guys have naturally what so many people probably went to academy class for and acting
class.
Aw,
thank you.
Right,
yeah,
well,
we had a great chemistry. Thank you, Rita.
Well, will you leave me listening?
Yes. Hey, Beck, sorry. I was trying to get back in there. Rita
is such
an emphatic fan of yours.
Joanne?
Yes.
Bob, but I have to go because of band rehearsal. Bob is right here, and he's about to take over for me.
Oh, okay. All right, sweetheart. Well, just so you know that you have a ton of people in this chat room that are looking forward to your return on my show so we can dish it.
Well, listen, I can dish it with you another time. How's that?
Absolutely. So don't worry, guys. Those that didn't get on, she'll be back.
I'm so sorry, Joanne, but Bob's like, we have rehearsal and you have to do this interview. And I was like, okay.
No, guys, I know all this ahead of time, girl. Don't even worry about it.
Okay.
I'll see you in March.
Okay, I'll see you in March, but maybe we can chat before then. Here's Bob.
Okay.
Thanks, Joanne.
All right, honey. Have a good night.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Totally. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Sorry about the quick change, but everyone's sitting in there waiting for Rebecca to come do her song, so we had to break her loose.
Oh, okay. That's fine. You know what? Hey, girl's got to work.
That's right. I'm so excited she's actually singing with us. So we went and we're running our set right now, and everyone's here. So, you know, Terry Hatcher's here, Hugh Laurie's here, everyone's here, and we're all doing our set in the appropriate order. And so she had to come in and run her song.
Oh, okay. Well, you know how it is here on the show, Bob. We've got crazy people. There's 60 people in the chat room. So,
awesome.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people I've never seen before. So, and they're all saying hello to you, and there's a lot of people coming on the cruise.
Excellent. I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah, so Barb is still on the line, if I'm not mistaken.
I am.
Oh, it's so great that
there's
a bunch of people coming. Well, I talk to Barb all the time. Who else
can
talk to out there?
I don't need to talk to him.
All right, yeah, well, then don't talk to him. I'll get somebody else on the phone. All right, let me see who else
I love
my
girl Barb. Barb knows I love her.
I love you, too.
Of course. Let me see here. I'm going to pull up one of these callers. Let's try area code 949. Who's this?
Crystal.
Who?
Crystal.
Hi, you're on the phone with Bob.
You know who it is, Crystal in California.
Oh, Crystal.
Anyway, I'm just talking like a moron. How's it going, Bob?
It's going great. Rebecca wanted me to make sure everyone knows she had a great time doing the show. It's her first time doing it, right?
Yes, it is, other than Super Soap. Yeah, but she's going to have to come back because you know how these fans are. They're not satisfied with just 20, 30 minutes, you know. It has to be, you know what I'm saying? So
yep.
We'll get her back.
Yep.
Don't worry. She'll come back.
Well,
she'll be like Bob.
That's my fault. I had to try and make it work with our schedule, and then they moved, because of Terry's schedule, they moved our band rehearsal up an hour. We weren't supposed to have practice till 7 o'clock, because here
right.
in L.A., you know, here in L.A., it's like 10 to 7, but we originally weren't supposed to have practice till 7, and then they moved it up to 6, and so we were late getting here. I went in and ran a bunch of my stuff and then tried to buy her as much time as we could, but
right.
At any rate, so I'm sorry about that.
Oh,
where are you at, Bob?
I forgive you.
We're
Where
are
you
band
at,
rehearsal.
Bob? Are you up in Hollywood? Huh?
Yeah, we're in Los Angeles. We have a rehearsal space here in Los Angeles that we use. And
okay. I'm down in Temecula area. You know where that is?
I do, yes, of course. Are you going to come to the Fontana for the NASCAR event? We're doing the NASCAR event this Sunday.
Oh, it's in Fontana. I thought it was somewhere else.
No, it's in Fontana.
No, I didn't even know about it.
I heard Rodney ask about it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know what the name of the event is, but I know it's a NASCAR event, and we're playing this area where you know they're gonna basically have a Hugh Laurie is the grand marshal, Terry Hatcher's waving the flag, and then the band from TV is playing. So it should be a lot
of
fun.
That's cool. My ex-husband used to drive NASCAR.
Oh.
So let's see, what website can I go into? I know Rodney already.
Well, I know you can go to bandfromtv.org. That should have information. But if it doesn't. I know it's the NASCAR event this Sunday in Fontana, and Rebecca's going to sing with us. Terry Hatch is going to sing with us. Hugh's going to be there. The whole band, Greg, myself, Jesse, Jamie, we'll all be there together. So it'll be the whole crew, and it's all of our first NASCAR events. So we're all really excited to be there.
It'd be great. I hope it doesn't rain.
I know. I hope it doesn't rain.
But Bob, can you give us a rundown on the cruise events again?
I'm not going to give you any more information than I've given you in the past, because we want to have a real big. We're really excited about some of the events that we're doing on board the cruise, but but we're going to do like kind of a big announcement, releasing the itinerary and everything in the next week or so here. But yeah, we got a lot of really awesome exclusive events that you're not going to see anywhere else. Of course, knows about Torsten's book release, which I think is going to be so incredible and so cool, and he's mm-hmm. all the proceeds to charity. And
I'm signed up for that.
Yeah, he's got a huge heart, and in fact, I mean, you know, the things we're trying to do are just like, because I love Super Soap and I've hosted it for so many years, we're gonna have it be like, so you get a ton of interaction with the fans and a ton of interaction with the stars, and not just like, you know, not just real casual hangouts, but that there'll be a lot of that as well. There's gonna be some really fun stuff. Michael Knight's hosting our fantasy camp, our Soap Star fantasy camp, so people, you know, will be acting with Michael E. Knight, and we got a couple surprises there as well, and. I think I mentioned Rebecca and Greg Ricard are going to be hosting a karaoke jam. Ian Turner is going to be hosting the welcoming party. He's a DJ in clubs in London. And what we decided to do, because we know that the biggest expense for people on board the cruise is generally our drinks. So mm-hmm. our welcome party and our farewell party have an open bar with us covering the bar for an hour. So it's like we're trying to take away any, you know, additional expenses to anybody on board the cruise and let them have fun on our dime and really make it the biggest and best event that we can. We're so excited about it. I mean, the response has been unreal, and you know, we're just fired up. It's really exciting.
Mm-hmm. Gonna have some, I don't drink. I don't drink, so Joanne's gonna have to drink mine.
You'll enjoy your iced tea then. But
so I can get on the stage and rap with Rebecca. So I'll handle all
there
your
you
extra drinks, okay?
There you go. Yep. And then we have a nice charity component too. We have a lot of the stars are bringing some different things that we're going to do a silent auction with, and all the proceeds are going to go to a charity that we're working with as well. And you know, we're going to really try and make it so that there's some good causes being met. And
I have animal charity
for you.
Do a dog
What's
charity
that?
For us.
I was gonna, you know, I have auction items for you.
Great. Well, oh, that's right. We talked about that. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I have some stuff from Kelly.
Okay.
And
yeah.
some stuff from who else did I say I had? Eden Regal. I have some stuff too.
Michael
Eden. So
Knight.
Yeah, it'll be cool.
So yeah,
why don't
no, it'll
you
be great.
Each, why don't you ask
so
each
let me grab
coming
call.
To bring
we
one.
Only have a minute or two left.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, I'll talk
okay.
to her. Bye.
Yeah,
I'm actually going to see Brandon Barash this Saturday. He's up in
Buffalo.
I'm
sorry. What did you say? I'm sorry. What did you say?
I said I'm actually going to see Brandon Barash this Saturday. He's up in Buffalo. He's
oh,
going to be doing
awesome.
A kids' telethon up in Buffalo Saturday.
Tell him to say hello, and you tell him I said hello, rather, and I can't wait to see you guys on the cruise. I'm getting called back into rehearsal now, too, so I got to go. But,
all right, Kitty. Well, go ahead. We only have 2 minutes left anyway, so it was timed perfectly. Everybody
perfect.
Go to BonnieHunt.com and do that entry so you have a chance to go. Don't forget to come back tomorrow for General Hospital's Ray Al Andrews. And Bob
awesome.
And Rebecca will be back.
That's right. We will. Thanks again, Joanne.
All right, Kitty. Take care. Have a
yeah.
good night.
Take care. Bye-bye.
So, Barb, BonnieHunt.com. Yeah. Tell them go ahead.
BonnieHunt.com. And from TV, we just sent out a bulletin, too, for the NASCAR race for Sunday. So if anybody
okay.
is on the Band from TV MySpace or Bob's MySpace,
uh-huh.
we have a bulletin that went out tonight regarding tickets. Tickets are only $35
okay.
for that event. But, yeah, BonnieHunt.com, send in your entries because
that's it. Do you know when they're supposed to be announcing that winner?
I believe it runs through the end of February. So, like,
okay.
February 25th or something was the deadline, and
okay.
they're taking video entries and written stories. So,
okay,
either
perfect.
Way, send it in.
So, and once again, I'm sorry for all you guys that were left on hold, and we just didn't have the time to get to you. You know, they're in the middle of band rehearsals, but they'll be back. Definitely Rebecca will be back, and she definitely appreciates the love. So don't forget, again, come back tomorrow night, 10 p.m., my regular show time for General Hospital's Ray Al Andrews, who played Detective Marcus Taggart. It's guaranteed to be a good time. Barb, I'll talk to you later. Everybody else?
All right, have a good one.
See you later. Bye.
Hey, everybody. This is Brandon Barash, and thank you for listening to Stardish Radio.